friends, and welcome to our podcast, The Whole Life Project, with me, Luke Ankeny, and my co-host and beautiful wife, Heidi Ankeny. Heidi, how are you doing today?
Super awesome.
Great. Me too. We are grateful that you stopped by to listen or to watch. This is our first episode, and we want to take some time to introduce ourselves to you. For a couple of reasons. One, so that you can get to know us a little bit. And two, so that you can see what, if any, credentials we have to do this podcast. You're shaking your head.
We have none.
So to start, as a married couple, Heidi and I have been together almost 27 years.
That's crazy.
In college at George Fox. Was it still college?
Changed to university.
While we were there. We met in college. Heidi thought I was a jerk the first time we met because I wouldn't talk to her more than one word answers.
I tried.
But eventually I won you over with my charm.
Something like that.
We currently live in southern Idaho, near Boise. But a fun fact.
Mucklow.
During our marriage, you just name dropped Shauna Mucklow.
I did.
And everyone else is like, who? And if you know, you know. But during our marriage journey, we have lived in 5 different states, in 11 cities, and if I counted correctly, going on 16 different houses, not including a travel trailer that we lived in briefly when we were first married.
That was really fun.
It was. We have 3 adult sons ranging in age from 19 to 24. 2 are in college, different universities in Montana. 1, Samuel, is still at home with us. And my guess is at some point or another, one or all of them will make an appearance on this podcast.
And maybe not the middle.
Yeah, he doesn't like to talk.
We wouldn't get a whole lot out of him.
Yeah. We also have a dog. Currently, we have 1 dog, Harper. I believe she's 5.
Yeah.
5-year-old black lab who rules our house, who is very spoiled, but every time we come home, she greets us with joy and enthusiasm like we are her best friends. And I'm sure she will wander into the podcast as well. Right now, she's sleeping on a giant human beanbag that she thinks is her dog bed. So now a little bit about, that's kind of us a little bit as a married couple. Now a little bit individually. Heidi, I'll let you go first. And it might not all make sense now, but we will be sharing some of the information we share about ourselves may be helpful for you to know when we get into our main topics of discussion and conversation. So Heidi, why don't you share with us a little bit about who you are?
Okay. I know we're recording this for YouTube, but it feels really weird to me to just look at the camera and talk.
Yeah, no, I think it's
probably better. So I can talk to you instead.
Yes.
Okay.
If you can keep a straight face.
I can try. Okay, so I grew up in 2 different places, actually. I grew up in Arizona. I was born there, lived there until I was 12. And so that was like a good part of my childhood, really. But we moved to Oregon as a family when I was in 8th grade, and my parents do still live there. And so that's kind of where I consider my home, where I grew up. I did go to George Fox University, where Luke and I met, and had originally planned to go into nursing.
What was your degree in?
Biology.
Biology.
Yeah, my degree was in biology, and I had planned to go into nursing.
I knew what her degree was in. I thought other people might like to know.
I like science. I'm a nerdy science person. I just love that kind of stuff. But when we got married and Luke was finishing school, I just started working, and then we had children and decided that it was important for me to be home. That was a decision that we made, and I was good with that. I wanted to do that. So, as the boys got older, I still kind of kept up my nerdiness, and I just really kind of in a roundabout way, and I'm sure it'll be part of a podcast at some point, we'll talk about how I fell into this. But because of our oldest and some struggles that he was having, I really started looking into nutrition and learning more about that. And I just loved it. So I ended up going back to school, getting my nutritional therapy certification, and still do something along that lines, but it's more of a wellness business. And I don't see clients as nutritional therapy practitioner, but I do have a wellness business. I have coached track. I love coaching track. I love young people. And that's what else.
Do you have any hobbies outside of?
I love to hike. Mom? I love going for family hikes. I love going for walks. I love to run. Those are kind of
gardening.
I do love to garden. Chickens. We don't have a garden right now, though.
Chickens.
Because we're in a rental in this like transition space.
Yeah.
That's a podcast. And chickens. I don't think chickens are a hobby. Okay. I suppose they could be.
Well, possibly.
They could be a hobby for me.
Yeah.
I love chickens.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah. I was a college track athlete. So I still really do love track. That's why I coached it. I love being around it. I'm not coaching anymore, but I do like to go and help whenever I can at meets at our high school around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
that's me.
As we keep going, if there's anything else that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Sure. I grew up in southern Idaho and lived in town, but the bulk of my good memories are on a farm that we moved to when I was in second grade. And I lived there with my mom and dad and my older brother and younger sister. And in high school, worked on the farm and did sports and studied a little bit, had fun with my friends. Went to college at two different colleges, George Fox University and Asbury College, now Asbury University. I majored in Christian ministry. At the college level, I participated in both basketball and track for 3 years each. Two of those years, I did both of them. Both seasons, and then 1 year I just did track, and then 1 year I just did basketball, and then we were married by that point, and I was ready to be done. Professionally, I currently serve as the executive director of two organizations. One is a housing authority, and one is an agricultural labor association. Those are my main jobs. But the bulk of my career was spent as a minister in small churches, and I served as a youth pastor, as a church planter, and as a senior pastor. I counted it up, though, today. Since I started working when I was in fourth grade on the family farm and getting paid for my work, I have had about 58 paying jobs.
That's too many.
Often more than one at once, just trying to provide.
I think that would be a good podcast, actually, yeah. Talking about
58 jobs and counting.
Well, that, but yeah. The provision part that you the mentioned, provision like part. that was a sacrifice that we made,
right.
Me staying Correct. Home with the boys, and sometimes you had to do extra to
yeah.
make money
yeah.
because we wanted to do that.
Of those jobs, I think that being a youth pastor and coaching basketball. Probably the ones I enjoyed the most. And owning our kettle corn stand. I liked that as well.
And the hot dog stand.
Yeah, but I don't think I liked hot dogs as much as kettle
no,
corn.
No, but it was just...
It was fun.
The business.
And the coffee. And the, yeah. the business side of it, yeah. My hobbies and interests, in one I just took up last summer, fly fishing. My hobbies and interests besides fly fishing, coffee, running, training.
Was coffee a hobby?
It is. I like finding new, fun coffee shops.
That's true.
Running, I'm currently training for a half marathon because it's half the distance and twice the fun as a full marathon. At least that's what I tell myself. Hiking, travel, spending time with my family, writing, now podcasting, business, network marketing, gardening, exercise, health, Jesus, sports, strength training, good food, watching movies, relaxing, and family walks.
You have a long list of hobbies.
Yeah.
I had like three.
I probably made some of those up.
Jesus shouldn't be a hobby.
Well, it's something I'm interested in.
Okay.
All right. I may have made some of those up just to make myself sound more interesting.
We are kind of dull.
Yeah. I used to collect baseball cards. No, doesn't matter. Before we spend time discussing the details, this is an introductory episode of our podcast. But before
did
we
say the name of the podcast at the beginning,
I did say the Whole Life Project. Okay. I did.
I didn't hear it.
But before we go into details, more details about where we're headed with the podcast, we wanted to share what our foundation is as a couple, and as individuals, as a family for our life. And the reality of that also is that the focus, our foundation for our life is also the foundation of this podcast, and kind of the focus of where that's going to come out of. And you'll see that as well. And I believe it will all make sense by the end.
I hope so.
Me too.
We're trying.
So one of the things, you know, you told me Jesus wasn't a hobby. It's probably accurate. It's more than that. So for Heidi and I, where I'd like to start, and I think how we'll do this is every episode, one of us will kind of be the host and the other will just
interject nonsense.
Follow along. but I'd like to share about our faith and why that is important to us. And so when we talk about our faith, it's an understanding that it's Christ-centered. You know, the term Christianity is what we would adhere to. I've for a long time have just simply called myself a follower of Jesus, not because I don't like the term Christianity, but just because I think for me it just creates more opportunity for me. It just makes more sense to me in my head and in my heart. And so that was a decision I made at a very young age, and it's something that I try to live into every single day. I think it's, you know, based on a relationship with Jesus, understanding what he has done for me and the sacrifice that he made for me and the life that I'm able to live because of what he did for me and who he is in my life. How about you?
Yeah.
Just sharing. Yeah.
Yeah. Ditto. I actually gave my life to Jesus when I was 8. And my parents actually were brand new Christians. They were invited to go to church by a coworker of my mom's. And we started going to church. And I learned all about Jesus, you know, over, I don't know, months or whatever. But then went home in my bedroom all by myself and asked God to rule my life. And it's been, I mean, I've grown up in the church since then. My family has always been very rooted in their faith. But really more recently, God's been taking me to a much deeper level, which has been pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's something I've seen in Heidi and appreciate as well. And I guess I would say, like, that's our foundation. And that will just kind of, and again, it'll make more sense, I think, by the end, but it flows out of who we are. And so that's our podcast, and that's going to be a theme. If that's not who you are and that's not where you're at, I hope you'll still stick around and listen. Maybe you've never been introduced to the person of Jesus Christ. Maybe you have, and you've been burned by people, by an institution, but you still have interest in who Jesus is and what salvation means, and what, you know, what we believe is the best way to live your life. And so,
can I say something too to that? Just for the, you know, people that maybe are not believers, not Christians, if you want to say it that way. Every podcast that we do, and like, this is not going to be a sermon podcast.
Right.
Like, we're going to be sharing so much life and lessons that we've learned and growth that we've had and funny stories and mistakes and like so many different things about parenting and health. And like, there's going to be so much, I think, for people to learn here.
Correct.
But understanding that Jesus permeates all of that for us.
Yeah.
That's why we're covering that today.
Right. And you might say that Jesus is the foundation.
Yes.
Of our life, which leads me to a passage of scripture that I'd like to read from the book of Matthew. It's Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And Jesus had been spending time talking to his disciples and other people that were listening to him. And after this teaching, he said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." So one thing we know is that when building a house or a barn or a castle or a big skyscraper, is that the foundation is important. You have to have something that will hold up the structure that is built on top of that foundation, and it has to last a long time. And we know that if that material of that foundation is solid, like rock, concrete, you know, filled with rebar, or, you know, big back in the day, just big rocks, cornerstone rocks, and then the rest of it was laid out from there, that kind of foundation is much better than sand. We've seen pictures of houses built on a beach or built on a cliff overlooking the ocean, and what happens eventually with erosion and just that loose soil, it can fall down. And so building just a normal building, the foundation is very important. It has to be firm. It has to be solid. It has to be something that can last. You want me to keep going? Okay. And so in this passage of scripture, I do not have the best eyes when it comes to reading things close up. So I have to put my glasses on. But in this passage of scripture, it says that people who hear Jesus' words and puts them into practice are like the wise man who built his house on the rock, on that firm foundation. And so that is what Heidi and I are striving for in our lives, is to say, okay, we hear these words that Jesus said. Those are our foundation. And so everything we do in our life, in our every aspect of our life, you might say our whole life, is based on that foundation of Jesus's truths that he shared. Now, do we get it wrong? Sometimes, but that's us getting it wrong. The foundation stays the same. And as followers of Christ, we are doing our best to understand those teachings and follow those teachings in this life that we're living on this earth. And then the foolish person, or in this passage of scripture, the foolish man in this analogy, built his house. Well, when the person who built their house on the rock, when the storms came, when the rivers rose, that house stood solid. And so that, you know, that parallel is that if our foundation is on Christ, when things that are not of Christ come our way and try to distract us, that we can return to Jesus and that firm foundation and know that it is unchanging, that it is solid, and it's not going anywhere. As opposed to, in this analogy, the person who built their house on the sand, when the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and then it fell with a great crash. And so that is likened to somebody who doesn't have that firm foundation in Christ, that maybe has a foundation that is maybe kind of solid, but but maybe not completely solid, and or it changes often just based on something they heard. And what it's saying is when things come their way, it you know, potential to just crash down. So one of these foundations is secure, and one of these foundations is not secure. And so all that we do, that we're trying to do, is to live our life from this foundation. Everything stands on this, and everything flows from this. So what we share, what we will share, will be out of our foundation in Christ that we believe is biblical, you know, based on the Bible and the teachings of Jesus. Do you have anything to add to that, Heidi?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to continue. Does that make sense what I'm...
Yeah, it does.
And so that is our foundation. And that is where we will be sharing from. And, you know, I'll get into that later a bit. So I guess my question then is for you, the listener, is what is your foundation? What is your foundational belief that is unchanging, unwavering? And if it's not Christ, I would encourage you to take a look, most definitely, and just to know that, again, that's where we will be sharing from. So we had an idea to do a podcast because everyone else is. And no, that's not why. We just had this idea that we wanted to...
You had an idea.
I had an idea to do a podcast. And I know that if it was just me talking, it would not be great.
I'm not really talking very much.
But if I have someone helping me, that it will be better.
I think we can do more topics if there's two of us than if
more,
it's just
more three. Topics. And it's all... Podcasts are always better when there's
conversation,
two or more people.
Yeah.
Once we kind of figure out what we're doing, because we're new to this, we will figure out how to do guests. We got to buy some more equipment. We got to buy better cameras, and you know, we can do some Zoom interviews and things like that. So once we get kind of figure that out down the road, what?
You know who I want to interview?
Shauna Mucklow.
Since I called her out earlier.
That's really funny. Now people are like, who is this lady?
Go find Shauna Mucklow. She's the best.
So as we were talking about it and trying to come up with ideas to name it, we were tossing around quite a few. And Heidi was coming more from her health and wellness business and her desire to help people be healthier and not just like all people for sure, but had a kind of a bent towards people who are into athletics.
Sports nutrition.
Yep. There's a word I was trying to find. And yep. Couldn't, thank you. And then we were just thinking about the things that are important to us and that we feel called to share. And so we came up with the name that I did share when we started. It was The Whole Life Project. So that's obviously more than just a podcast, and who knows, maybe we'll develop more out of that. But we wanted to start with the podcast because we feel like it's an opportunity to share in a way that is not something we're used to. And so it gets us out of our comfort zones a little bit and allows us also to be creative. But that idea, The Whole Life Project, encompasses what we feel led to share based on our foundation in and our understanding of Jesus and how he's calling us to live our life in those areas that of interest to us. So why the name The Whole Life Project?
So we were driving over the weekend,
Friday.
We went to Pocatello for a track meet.
Pocatello, Idaho. For those
no other years. Reason to go there except for a track meet. Sorry, yeah. If you live in Pocatello.
Yeah.
It's not a place we go to very often.
We do not believe it's a travel destination.
It's not. We were driving and we were saying we need to clarify what our mission is. What is our, how do we define the whole life project so that other people can understand what we're saying? And we came up with a great one.
We had an amazing conversation about it.
We didn't write it down. And we don't remember
it. We can't remember it exactly. So we're hoping this makes sense. But it is our understanding and experience that all of life is impacted by our faith in Jesus and in our relationship with Him. The whole of life is impacted by that. Jesus doesn't just impact one or two areas of our life, but all of it. Is that the dog breathing really loud?
Harper's digging underneath our table to lay down.
Lay down. Told you she'd make a
she's here
entrance into the episode.
Lay down.
Our lives are whole when everything, every aspect of life is based on that foundation. So when you think of like a foundation that's based in Christ that impacts my whole life, so really all, you know, all aspects of life are impacted by that. And so you can't just focus on one or two areas of life and say, oh, okay, I'm doing good here. I'm doing good here. It's like, no, everything's impacted. And so we believe like that's the best way to approach life is to say, well, yeah, you can get healthy in one area, but if you get healthy in that area, it's going to impact all the other areas. And you know, if someone's trying to get healthy with their weight or their nutrition, you know, they're going to need to get healthy with their spirituality, with their mental health, with their emotional health.
There's a balance.
There's a balance there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're all about. We will have some topics that will be kind of our priority. Not because these are the only things that make up a whole life, but because they're the ones that we feel that have been laid on our heart to share more about. But we are not limited to those things. So yes, we will share and have episodes about our faith. We will share and have episodes about the topic of family. So under family, what are some of those things we might talk about?
Marriage.
Marriage.
Highs and lows of marriage. Raising kids.
Raising kids.
Different stages. Like we're in the young adult stage right now, and it's totally different than the teen stage, which was totally different than the elementary school stage and the toddlers stage. And the babies. Like every stage is different. So we could...
Yeah.
Talk about all of those.
Yeah, there's a lot in there. Another topic that we will kind of have on our rotation is health and wellness. And approaching it from, what would you say, holistic?
Yes.
More of a holistic approach. We are not saying that traditional Western medicine is the worst thing ever.
There's a time and place for it.
But there's a time and place
for
everything.
If I'm having a heart attack, if I get in a car crash, like, I want a doctor. I want to go to the emergency room for sure.
But we also believe that God has designed our bodies to be able to heal themselves.
And He gave us a lot of the tools.
And He gave us tools through food and
nature.
Other things we can take that will activate our body's ability to do that. And under health and wellness too, like we're both coaches. Like I already said, I'm training for a half marathon. I did an 8-mile run yesterday as part of my training plan. Heidi's more into strength training right now.
Only because of my foot.
She had a sore foot, but now she's
foot issue, but
getting into running.
Getting better, so I'm getting back to running, so I will be running.
Yeah, so well, we'll talk about exercise, different things you can do. So there are those that I already get the three: family, faith, health, and wellness.
Yeah.
And like I said, that out of the interest we shared, we will probably share some other things. So I mentioned earlier, like some of what we share about may not make sense until we kind of give you an idea where we're headed as a podcast in our episodes. So criteria for being able to speak to these things. Faith, we've both been believers for a long time, and I went to school to be involved in Christian ministry in a church setting, and I was a pastor in some capacity for over a decade and a half. Family, we've been married for 27 years. So we've raised three kids, like I said, between the three boy men to between the ages of 19 and 24. You know, they say it takes 10,000 hours to be an expert in something. Well, we have way more than that involved in marriage and in parenting.
Did you do that math?
No, I just know it's a lot. I did it once. But, and I'm not saying we're experts, but...
in any of this.
No, but we have experience. And then when it comes to health and wellness, Heidi's more the expert in that area because of her studying in nutritional therapy and her current business.
My science nerd.
Her science nerdiness and our kind of what we've learned through being athletes and coaching and trying to keep that up in our lives.
Yeah. And I think it's not that we're coming from these or approaching these topics and these podcasts that we're planning to do as experts. Yeah. We're going to share a lot of our failures and a lot of the lessons that we've learned.
I'll probably be the one sharing most of them.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I fail too. But how, like, we get a lot of questions about, well, how do you make sure your boys have stayed on the right path, or how did you help your kids make their faith their own, or things like that. And we don't always have all the answers.
Or what's an avocado?
But
we were asked that once.
We
sorry.
That was really random. We have learned a lot over our 27 years together and raising kids and growing in our faith and working on our own health.
Right.
And so we just want to share out of that, like sharing from our heart that maybe something that we've learned, something that we've experienced can help other people. Or you'll just laugh at us because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know.
So that's, I guess that's what you just said. That's kind of our main purpose, is to share from our life to encourage you in yours. Our other reason for doing this is just to do something together as Heidi and Luke, as a couple, something that's fun and creative for us to do together. So our goal is 52 episodes in a row where we, so one a week, that's our goal. You may see I'm glanced at my computer back here a little bit. I'm also the producer and doing all the editing and everything like that. So I've got a learning curve as well. And so I'm looking forward to that. I did take it was called advanced communications class in high school, where I learned how to do video editing and things like that. So that was 30 years ago.
I don't think that really helps with this anymore.
No, because we were doing it on VHS tapes.
Technology is a little bit different.
And every Gen Z person that's listening to this says, huh? What's VHS?
You edit VHS.
Well, you had this huge... Are you asking me?
No, I was just saying that's what Gen Z people...
Yeah, sorry, I should not be knocking Gen Z.
No.
We have those people that live with us.
I have three of them, right?
Yeah.
Are they all?
I don't know.
I don't know what the generation
is. I'm in an in-between generation because I was born in 1977, so I'm not even part of a real generation.
Y? Is that whatever came after?
Or how? I don't know.
X. I don't know what came after that. Y?
It was like weird. There's a gap. And that explains a lot about me.
You're the lost generation.
Yeah. It's something weird. So a couple things. Oh, my hat of the week. This is something I'm going to be doing that I forgot about.
Wait, do you have 52 hats?
I don't have 52 hats. So that's where you, the listener, comes in.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah. Today's hat is Montana Western.
Go Dogs.
The Montana Western Bulldogs in Dillon, Montana. Our middle son goes there and plays on the men's basketball team. And so that's the hat of the week. And yeah, I don't have 52 hats. I have quite a few.
Do you have a Grizz hat?
I do.
Okay.
I will wear it.
You do. Okay.
So I will wear my hats until I run out of hats, and then I'll just cycle through them, unless you as the listener / watcher would like to be a sponsor. For now, no money involved. Just send me your hat and I'll...
Business shout out.
I'll give you a shout out and we'll kind of go from there. So that's one thing. The second thing, besides that type of interaction, we would love for you to ask questions. And so if you have any questions for us, I'm going to give you some information here as how you can connect with us. Aside from obviously just dropping comments where you're listening to this or watching this at. But we do have an email address that I will give to you now, and it will be printed on different things. We don't have a website.
Because there's nothing to put on it.
I don't even know.
What would it even be?
What it would be. And so...
We don't know what we're doing.
I want to save $5. So the email is thewholelifeprojectpodcast@gmail.com. Thewholelifeprojectpodcast@gmail.com. We are on X and Instagram and YouTube. And that, you can find us at the WLP podcast. At the WLP podcast. So feel free to interact with us in those ways. And if it's someplace where you can subscribe or follow us, please do that. On the Facebooks, it'll just be our personal pages for now. We're not going to have a page dedicated to this. So X and Instagram will be our main social media outlets for our podcast and YouTube. Heidi.
Yep.
I think we did okay for our first podcast episode. And full transparency, this is actually the second time we've recorded this one, because we did one last week and it went really, really bad.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but we didn't have as much clarity.
I still don't know if we do.
But it's more than
maybe
it was.
When people listen to this, they can tell us if there's clarity. And are we making any sense? Does the whole life project make sense?
Does it make sense? That's a good place to leave you. So we've gotten through episode one of many, and we're still trying to figure out a way to sign off, like to have a tagline. All the ones I've come up with have been shot down because they were not good. And so for now, I think
cheers.
We will just say cheers. Have a great week.